Today, we continue with lesson number 47 in our study of Mishnayos Terumos. And we are beginning Perek Yud Aleph. We are beginning the 11th Perek, the first and second Mishnah. Now, the halacha is that once a Kohen receives his Terumah, he must eat the Terumah in a regular fashion. He cannot destroy it, discard it, or throw it into the refuse, into the garbage. He cannot be mafsid. He cannot destroy or in any way spoil or ruin the truma which he was given. So therefore, if a kohen was given for truma devela, which is a compact of figs, crushed and pressed together into a ball, that's devela, or grogros, which are dried figs. A nosnin devela v'grogros, he cannot take these figs, which are truma in good shape, and put them, the toch hamurios, put them into a type of a fish stew, mipnei shehum abdon. When you put the figs into the fish stew, you ruin the figs. Because the practice was that those figs stayed in the fish stew for a while, giving a certain flavor to the stew, and then the figs were removed and thrown into the refuse. So by putting the figs into this fish stew, he's ruining, he's being mafsid, these figs, this devela, these grogros, and you cannot, a kohen can, or no one can be mafsid, even a kohen can be mafsid, his truma. Avol nos nimes hayayin lamurios. It is permissible to put, for a kohen to put yayin shel truma, wine, into this fish stew, because the wine just becomes one of the ingredients. It gives a special flavor of wine to the fish stew, and that's fine. The kohen can eat the stew with the wine in it. He did not in any way ruin the wine. V'yein mifat mines ha-shemen. If a kohen has shemen shel truma, and he wants to put into this shemen, this olive oil, bisomim, spices, herbs of chulin, he cannot do so, because the oil will become absorbed in these herbs, and these herbs eventually will be discarded with the oil shel truma in them. So by being mifatem, by adding these herbs to the shemen shel truma, you are ruining some of that shemen, and you are being mafsid es hashemen shel truma, cannot be done. Aval osin es hayayin yenomlin. Yenomlin means a process by which ingredients are added to wine. They would add honey to wine, different types of pepper to wine, etc. That's perfectly permissible. The yayin is shel truma. The yayin has become mishubach, it has become improved by the addition of these ingredients. You're not ruining the yayin. You can drink it, everything's fine. The kohen can drink it, everything's fine. Ein mivashlim yayin shel truma. One kohen cannot take the yayin that he has of truma and cook it. Mipnei shehu mama ito. Simple pshat is, he's reducing it. He had a gallon of wine. Now he's cooking it, some of the wine will evaporate, so he's destroying some of the wine, and doing that, he's being mafsid es hatruma. Some understand mamito to mean not he's reducing it in volume, because some of it evaporates while being cooked, but rather mamito, he's reducing it in quality, because yayin she'eno mevushel, uncooked wine, is of a better quality on the wine market, as we know, than yayin mevushel. So therefore, your kohen cannot cook his yayin. However, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible for a kohen to cook his wine, b'pnei shehu mashbicho. He's not reducing it or spoiling it. He's not being mafsid, the yayin shel truma, by cooking it. Rather, he is mashbiach it. He is improving it, because, the Mefarshim explain, cooked wine lasts longer than non-cooked wine. And therefore, the kohen has the advantage of having the yayin for a longer time, and that is a shevach and not a hefsed. That is an improvement and not a reduction in the quality or quantity of the wine. Mishnah Beis goes on to a very important halacha, and that is, what status does the juice of truma, the oranges of truma, and you squeeze out the orange juice, or apples from truma, of which you make apple cider, do they have a full halacha of truma as well? And this has various implications. One implication is, can a Kohen take apples of truma and make out of it apple cider? Is he being mafsid the apples? Because apple cider is not considered truma. It's only the liquid of truma. And the apples are apples of truma. So the Kohen therefore cannot turn the apples into apple cider if we say the apple cider does not have the same quality as the same halachic quality status as the apple itself. Another difference is, if a Zor, a non-Kohen, eats or drinks this apple cider made from truma apples, if the apple cider, the liquid deriving from the apples, has a halacha of truma, then the Zor who eats it b'shogeg has to pay keren v'chomesh, as we learned long ago in the Mishnayos earlier in this Masechta. However, if the if the apple cider has the halacha of the apples, the Zor would have to pay keren v'chomesh. If the apple cider does not have the halacha of the apples, then he would not have to pay keren v'chomesh. So this is a machlokes in our Mishnah. Now there's an exception to this, of course, and that is, wine is made from truma grapes, and olive oil is made from truma olives. In those cases, however, the Torah specifically has said that wine made from grapes and olive oil made from olives does have a halacha of truma. So is that only the case of olives and grapes, of wine and olive oil, or is it the case for other liquids derived from solid fruits? So the Mishnah says, Divash Temorim, if a person makes honey from truma dates, or v'yein tapuchin, he makes cider from apples. Yein tapuchin means the wine of apples. Apples, we call that apple cider. Or v'chometz sisvonios, vinegar, which is made from grapes which grew in the autumn, which are not fit to be made into wine. They used to make it into vinegar. Usha'or kol mei peiro shel truma, and other fruit juices extracted from truma fruits. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev keren v'chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer considers these juices or liquids or ciders or honeys to be bona fide truma. And therefore, if a zor eats it, he is responsible to pay keren v'chomesh, its full-fledged truma. And of course, the Kohen can have no problem making his apples into apple cider because he's just taking it from solid truma, making it to liquid truma. No problem. But Rabbi Yehoshua poter. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, the juices and honeys and ciders, etc., do not have the halacha of truma. And therefore, the Zor who eats it is potter from the Keren V'chomesh. And presumably the Kohen who manufactures cider from apples is being mafsid es hatruma. He's taking apples of truma and making them into cider which is not truma. Presumably he cannot do that. The Mishnah continues, V'Rabbi Eliezer mitamei mishum mashke. Following the consensus, would seem to me, of the Mefarshim, this means, as we know, if one has a crop, wheat, barley, whatever, and it has not yet been moistened by liquid, it is not mekabel tuma. If a source of tuma, a sheretz, a mace, a nogeab mace, touches this unmoistened wheat or barley or whatever, it is not mekabel tuma. It has to first be huchshar lekabel tuma through some liquid. But not every liquid is machshir lekabel tuma. So Rabbi Eliezer says that the juices of the dates and the apples and whatnot, they are machshir lekabel tuma, mitamei mishum mashke, even though they are not included in the famous list, which I will soon share with you, from Maseches Machshirim, which lists the seven fluids which are machshir. these juices, apple juice, etc., are not included in that list. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer says they are machshir lekabel tuma. Rabbi Yoshua says, no way. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, lo monu chachomim shivo mashkim, when the chachomim in maseches machshirin, perek vov, mishne dalid, say, there are seven fluids which are machshir, and they are dew, D-E-W, water, wine, oil, blood, and chelev, the fat of an animal, and honey, that is dvash devotim, honey from a bee, from bees. Those are seven. So Rabbi Yoshua says, those are seven, and nothing else. That the Chachamim, when they listed those seven, didn't list them kimone fatomim. They didn't list them like salesmen who sell various fragrant spices. Because those salesmen who sell fragrant spices are not careful in their list. Sometimes they add things to the list. Sometimes they subtract things from the list. You can't assume that the list of ingredients that a fatom, a fragrance producer, gives you is an accurate, comprehensive list without anything being omitted or anything being added. That's not the way the Chachamim are, right? Lo monu Chachamim shivo mashkim kimone fatomim. The Chachamim in their list in Mishnayos Maseches Machshirim did not give you a list like people on the market would give you a list, but rather the list is accurate and exact. Ela Omru Shivo Mashkim Temeyim. They said seven and only seven liquids are Machshirim. And apple juice is not on that list. Ushaor Kol HaMashkim Tahorim. And therefore other liquids are Tahorim, are perfectly, do not qualify to render a product like wheat and barley, as my example earlier, ra'uy lekabel tuma, if they are moistened with apple juice. They are ra'uy lekabel tuma if they are moistened by dew and water and wine and oil, etc., but not by dvash tumorim, yein tapuchin, etc. And so we have finished Mishnah Aleph and Beis of Perek Yud Aleph, and with it have concluded lesson number 47.